Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Hi, this is Lee. Clearing my throat. I'm sorry about that. Along with Mr. Customer Service, Tim Chapman, Griff is on sabbatical, very much needed sabbatical, and he'll be back with us sometime around the beginning of September. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Our next guest, Neha Gajwani, won the Global Business Shine Award, yay, for global business. Neha sources electronics accessories overseas and sells them through her own website and on eBay. As her business began to grow, she opened offices in Miami, India, and most recently in China, and 23% of her sales are international. Neha, welcome to the show. What are you doing to ensure you continue to grow and develop as a leader?
I do a lot of things to kind of keep developing. I mean, personally, I get a little dorky about self-improvement, and excel of all the things that I'd like to work on. I read a book a week, for example. I like to learn from other leaders. That's been a pretty powerful way to learn from me.
So are you talking about like management gurus and people like that?
All kinds of people. I mean, I read a lot of primarily just nonfiction. From management gurus, anyone from a CEO to anyone who has expertise, in any kind of business related field.
How do you know you're doing well?
I don't. generally you kind of hope that you're 80% of the way there, and you kind of just look for the things that you can do better, and you just work at it. I think we look at a lot of different numbers, things like, order levels and growth year over year and return rates and all that. But I think at the end of the day, I just kind of ask myself if I'm proud of what I did. And if I had to go back in time with the information that I had, would I do the same thing? And if I can answer that confidently, certainly a pretty good sign.
So when did you graduate from college?
2009.
Okay. And so you knew you wanted your own. What did you major in?
Anthropology.
Oh, wow. Really?
You went right into the same field you studied. Wow.
But you knew you wanted to go into business.
I did, yes.
Okay. And so then you heard about eBay. How did that come about?
A little randomly. It wasn't a very linear path. I feel like I wanted to just make some money and sell something. And so I started selling something. I started selling these little iPhone cases. And we kind of realized that I could sell a lot of them. And at some point I got excited about that scale and started hiring people, and 7 years later, here we are.
So you won in the global category.
Yes.
Did you start selling globally right away on eBay, or did that come slower?
That was slower. I was actually really nervous to sell internationally, just because you don't know what can go wrong shipping-wise, or we had to translate listings. There's a lot of other just details to kind of take into consideration. So I was a little nervous about that. But at some point, we just thought it was too big of an opportunity to let go of, so we started.
Now you say we. Is it just you, or do you have, obviously you have employees, but I mean, are you, I don't know. I mean,
do you have a partner?
No, not really. So it's just, we have a fairly decent sized team right now. It's around 40 people.
Wow.
Oh
my goodness. Now
how many people do you have?
It's just me. That's why I'm so interested in this. I mean, this is where I want to go. I saw you at the show. I saw you go up on the stage and stuff, and it's like, wow, very, very inspiring, to do this. And I'm at the point I want to take this big step. And you've already taken it in a big way. I mean, how did that happen? How did you get to that point? Are you just needed to? I mean, I don't know.
So how did I get to that point? After 7 years, I feel like you just kind of, a lot of it kind of just gets jumbled up in your head. But I guess we had certain goals at each point in time, and it just became necessary to kind of reach out to these different places to make sure that we met those goals. I mean, just in terms of offering to a larger audience. And then at some point we, you know, when we got an office in China, it was because we needed to make sure that the quality of the items was really up to par. Because at the time we had a few problems, when we were ordering at scale, and there's nobody there to check it. So things like that just came out of necessity.
So your office in China is like a quality control type of office? Is that what that is?
So it's a quality control and a sourcing office. So they also kind of negotiate with suppliers and make sure that we get the right pricing, the right items. They ship it out.
I take it as a Chinese individual or person or persons.
Yes.
Okay. Do you speak Chinese?
I do not.
Oh, I thought you said I do.
So did you hire people who already live in China?
Yes.
Well, that must have been an interesting process.
Yeah, must be interesting.
Really? Had they sold on eBay before?
No, they haven't. We actually just put out a Craigslist ad and then just started interviewing, and there were enough people that we felt good about.
You interviewed over the phone?
Well, so I went there. First, I interviewed over the phone, and then we kind of narrowed it down and then went there to meet them and set up the office and all. Yeah.
Wow. We're speaking with Neha Gajwani. Am I pronouncing your name properly?
Perfectly.
Oh my goodness. I'm proud of myself.
Very impressive. Yeah.
Thank you so much, darling. She won the Global Business Shine Award from eBay, and it was announced at the event, and she won it for, of course, selling globally. And I'm going to ask you this question. What is Smack Tom?
So Smack Tom sells primarily electronic accessories, things like cases, chargers, headphones, earphones.
So is that the name of your company?
Yes.
And where did that come from, Smack Tom? We want to know the story behind it.
Yeah.
You know, there should be a story behind
it. There's no story? Come on.
Everyone jokes that Tom is an ex-boyfriend, but he's not.
Okay. So what is the biggest challenge facing you as an online seller today, do you think?
I think being an online seller, the reason that it's tough is that you're selling stuff, right? So there's a lot of volatility with selling. I think when you have a really strong listing that's attracted a lot of attention, somebody else can do it better and cheaper tomorrow. And if that happens, you kind of get stuck with all this stuff. And that ends up being a fairly big cash burden. And likewise, I mean, you could have a listing that all of a sudden starts to do really well, and you better make sure that you have all the stuff for it. I think the biggest challenge is actually just is the stuff.
Inventory.
Yeah. You know, I think that you really are an inspiration to a lot of people. I'm glad you're on today because other people can hear it, myself included, because it's kind of where I'm at. And you're speaking to a lot of, and you know it because you were at the show, there's a lot of sellers that are in the same boat. And this is where I had an easy time jumping to going in business for myself, but I have a hard time hiring people. Oh my goodness.
Why do you think?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a scary proposition, you know,
well,
and the insurance
is.
And all this
You're responsible for them.
Yeah, and you're responsible. And then, it's just so many things.
But you know, it's worth it in the long run.
And that's what
I have talked to so many people who've done it and their business doubled, tripled, quadrupled.
Yeah, I have plenty of stuff to sell
because of it. So I loved reading about your proudest selling moment on eBay. I'm going to read it. She says, sure. I still have a printed pass from my very first order from eBay. I'm not sure I've ever been as excited as I was by that first order. After the sale, I called them and sent them flowers. And then you went on to say, I may have gone overboard, but I was just so excited. And I know that feeling of selling your first item on eBay. It feels so good.
Yeah,
you just kind of feel all warm and fuzzy, and you just want to, you feel this weird, you know, attachment to this person, and they're just buying another thing.
And they just got some flowers, and they don't know why. But what advice would you give to other sellers?
So I think that the biggest thing that, we've done right is to rely on data. I think that we've, a lot of times, what we thought would be successful just really wasn't. You know, when we started selling cell phone cases, for example, I liked the more unique designs. And so I bought a bunch of those.
And it didn't work and then, so well.
And nobody wanted
them. Oh, no.
Nobody wanted to play. I got excited. I bought so many of them. And then at some point, we realized that the best selling case 7 years ago was the clear, the plain clear case. That was the thing that everybody wanted.
Huh.
I think we were just very, just paying very close attention to things like the conversion number, and the number of watchers and, the types of products that get the most attention. And then, you know, the most, a number of people who actually click that buy button. And just sticking to that rather than what you think will do well.
We've been speaking with Neha Gajwani, who won the Global Business Shine Award, and her advice that she gave to other sellers on the website was, if I'm stressed, I try to imagine what I'll think of this situation in 10 years. Generally, it won't matter too much in 10 years. And once I feel a bit calmer, I can just keep on flying. That is such good advice. If you have a hard customer that you're dealing with, or something goes wrong in your business, or a delivery didn't get there on time, try to imagine what you'll think of this in 10 years, and you will calm down. Thank you so much for joining us, Neha. We really appreciate it. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's not too late to call 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.